Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom.
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 Thank Jah, Rastafari.
Jah, Rastafari.
Jah,
Rastafari.
Jah,
Rastafari.
Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay.
angels sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord, and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, and to smoke shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil, and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous, and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord, and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him.
You named a God and is terrible among men. He then no like the name. Yes, a new name, Jagat, and it's terrible among men. He them no like the name. when I call him Rastafari. Watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name. I and I are the black Jews. And Israel King is Israel God. And upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I-N-R-I,
Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfat, Sadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty, on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer, that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Besma'ab, we'weld, we'menfes kedus, ahadu, amlak, amlak.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim. Baruch Ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Besim Ma'ab, Wewild, Wemenfesk, Dus, Ahadu, Amlak, Amlak.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. O sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth, Aretz. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibur, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the Aretz, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the Shemayim, let the Semayahweh, let the heavens rejoice, and let the Aretz, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, are high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. The Kufu Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a psalm. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Exiabihed the sustainer, a new psalm. For he hath done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who he be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beta Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, Vinagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. Lifne Yahweh before he who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool. For he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars. Yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forests bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo ba shalom.
Truth is truth.
Imperial Majesty, how does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
Yeah, goodness, Paulus. Yellow, What St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love, and if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us, and on our behalf, he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
The Lord will bless his people with peace. Peace.
מזמור כ"ט, מזמור לדוד. הבו לאדוני בני אלים, הבו לאדוני כבוד ועוז. הבו לאדוני כבוד שמו, השתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש. כל אדוני על המים אל הכבוד הרעים, אדוני על מים רבים. כל אדוני בכוח, כל אדוני בהדר, כל אדוני שובר ארזים, וישבר אדוני את ארזי הלבנון, וירקידם כמו עגל, לבנון וסיריון כמו בן רעמים. כל אדוני חוצב להבות אש, כל אדוני יחיל מדבר, יחיל אדוני מדבר קדש. כל אדוני יחולל איילות, ויחשוף יערות ובהיכלו, כולו אומר כבוד. אדוני למבול ישב, וישב אדוני מלך לעולם. אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו ושלום, 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 ושלום,
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, in exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, himself, himself.
Ana bekoach, we beg thee, I. Ana, ana bekoach. Gedulata yeminecha tatir serura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm, gedulata yeminecha tatir serura. Untangle our ainai knotted fate. Aver arina ta amica. Accept your people, thy people's song. Aver arina ta amica. Sangavein, sangavein, sangavein. Tahreinu, nora, nora. Elevate and purify us. Sangavein, sangavein, sangavein. Tahrein, elevate and purify I and I. Nora, nora. Awesome one, dreaded one, dreadful one. Awesome one. Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one, Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness, Kubavata Shamre, guard them as the pupil of the eye, Kubavat Shamre, Barchem, Tahare, Racheme, Bless them May your righteousness always reward. Always reward them. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvaka. Powerful and holy and Isla One. In goodness lead your flock. Yahida Ge Le Ameka Bine Zokreya Kedushateka. Unique and proud one. To your people turn. Zokre, those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness. Shawatenu Kavel, accept our cries. Shawatenu Kavel, accept our cries. Ushma'a. And hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Show atenu, kavi et ushma, saik atenu. Yo dea ta elumot, O Noah of mysteries, of secrets. Yo dea ta elumot. Baruch Shem Kovod Malkuto Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ever and ever.
Jealous the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat
Shalom. Besma'ab wewelid wemenfes kedus ahadu amlak. Ze kedamit ye kedamit. Besen bed ken. Meskel abra semayin bekoakibit shelleme. Kohulum yilik. Sahayin asaye, meskel abra, samayin bekoakubit shalleme. On the Sabbath eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Oh, dear. kara, likrat kara, pene shabbat, pene shabbat, nekabela.
Lekadodi, come my beloved, come beloved, come, 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 meet the queen, the Shabbat. Right there, the Abba Yudaya Yehudi, the Abba Yudaya Jews of Uganda right there, going through the traditional chant for the Shabbat time, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Salam, right here, here, here. And there's a word right here from the Brit Hadash that says, wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. So one to one's hearing the chant there, there's different versions of it. There's a Beta Israel. There's different Yehudi communities. We have a version on the Stir It Up where we just go through some of the main words. But here, to give one just the overs of the chant right here, the Psalms previous, 95 to 99 for the Shabbat time, plus Psalms 92, right, which is the Sabbath, the evening psalm for the Sabbath day, and then the Friday sealing up, Psalm 93, the chants bringing in the Shabbat, chanting the Isis right here. We have the Lekha Dodi. Just briefly right here on the Lekha Dodi, just going over, just reading what you heard right there. They went through the fuller full right there. Lekha Dodi. Lekha means come, and Dodi, like my beloved or my friend, often interpreted as come, my friend, to meet the bride. Let us welcome the presence of the Sabbath. Lekha Dodi. Likrat Kala. Lekha Dodi. Likrat Kala. The chant, as he was chanting, Lekha Dodi. Likrat Kala. Pnei Shabbata Nikabala. Come, my friend. So that's the chorus right there, there, there. So it begins off, observe and remember the Shabbat day. Shemor v'zakor b'dibor echad. Observe and remember the Sabbath day. The only God, the only power, El Ha'el Hayel, Hailahim, Elohim, caused I and I to hear in a single utterance. Yah, Yah. Here has Yod and Yod, which would be like saying, in one translation, they have Jah in Psalm, but in the Hebrew, it is Yah. So here they have Yah, Yah, like Jah, Jah Echad, Ushemo Echad. The he who be who he be, Jehovah is one, and his name is one to his renown and his glory and his praise and his eyes. L'shem u'ale tiferet. Now as he reads on the tiferet, tefera, in the Hebrew, right, bringing out the glory sense, and Rastafari or Tafari in the Hebrew, L'shem, the name, Ua le tis'aret, we li tehila, and the tehila, the halel, the Isis, right here, here, here. So here, just going through the basics, verses, come, come, let us go to meet the Sabbath, for it is a wellspring of baraka, of blessing, from the beginning, from of old, May Rosh, Rosh in Hebrew is the Ras, the head, May Rosh, the beginning, the head, the start, Meek Edom, and from the Kedem, and from the ancient times, the first times, from the Kedem, from of old, it was ordained, last in production, first in thought. Going to the verse, next verse here. O sanctuary of our King, O regal city, arise, go forth from thy overthrow. Long enough hast thou dwelt in the valley of weeping. Verily, he will have compassion upon thee. He will have compassion upon thee. Then the chorus, the Lekha Dodi Likrat Kala, comes in again. Come, my beloved, come, my friend. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise. Put on the garments of thy glory. Shake thyself from the dust and arise. Put on the garments of thy glory. O my people, through the son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, draw thou nigh, near, near, near to my soul. Redeem it. Redeem her, the soul.
The chorus, Lekado Dilikrat Kala, comes in. Next verse, arouse thyself, for thy light is come. Ki ba, orek. Kumi, ori, speaking to she. Kumi, kumi, saying to her, kumi, speaking like to a woman, kumi, arise. Ori, ori, arise, shine, awake, awake. Give forth a song. The glory of Jehovah is revealed upon thee. Then the chorus again, Lekadodi Likrat Kala. Then to the next verse, be not ashamed, neither be confounded. Why art thou cast down? Why art thou disquieted? The poor of my people trust in thee. The city shall be built on her own mound. Chorus, Lekadodi Likrat Kala. Verse, and they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that would swallow thee shall be far away. Thy God, thy power shall rejoice over thee, the I, speaking to she, as a bridegroom rejoiceth over his bride. And again the chorus, Lekadodia likrat kala pene shabata nikabala. Next verse right here, thou shalt spread abroad on the right hand and on the left, and thou shalt reverence Jehovah. Through the offspring of Perez, we also shall rejoice and be glad. Chorus line, Lekadodi. And then right here, the concluding verse right here. Come in peace, thou crown of thy husband. Boi, be shalom. Boi, boi is like to speak to she, right? To come. Like boi, 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 boi na, boi, boi, boi. Like come, speaking to her. Come in peace, boi, be shalom, in shalom. Thou crown of thy husband, itaret ba'ilah, itaret ba'ilah, ba'ilah, of thy husband, speaking to she, of thy ba'al, with rejoicing and with cheerfulness in the midst of the faithful of the chosen people. O bride, come, O bride. And there we have the concluding, you know, kala, boi, kala, kala, kala is bride, boi, speaking to she, to come. Kala boi kala, kala boi kala. And then we have the chorus going out. Lika dodia likrat kala peneya shabata nikabala, which is to say, come my friend to meet the bride. And we see the bride speaking of Shabbat. So Shabbat from the ancient times conceived as a bride, as a woman, as she. Lika dodia likrat kala, come my friend, come my bride. Let us welcome Tanei Shabbat, to say to the face, the presence of the Shabbat. Also the idea is like turning to the Sabbath, turning the face to the Sabbath. Tanei Shabbat, Nikabalah. Let us Kabbalah, let us receive. Nikabalah, let us receive the face, the presence of the Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom, Sen Bet Salam. Yes, I.
Sen Bet Salam, Sen Bet Salam, Sen Bet Salam. Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Sen Bet peace, rest safely, rest. True rest in peace is in.
And since we had the Abuya Daya, right, of Uganda, Wakanda, Wakanda, another way of saying Uganda, Wakanda, of Wakanda, here, the Beta Israel from Ethiopia, right here, traditional chant here for the Sabbath, Elohim praise.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat
Shalom. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, 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 yes it is the Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes it is the holy day.
Holy day.
Shabbat, 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 yes it is the Shabbat day.
Work all week and know it's time to rest. Cook up the food and everything blessed. Lay back and pull the scriptures out. Family reading, what it's all about. Giving full attention. of the world have to be absent. We have to remember the fourth commandment until thy kingdom come.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat.
That's the way it's supposed to be. That's what the Father said we're supposed to do. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by the words that proceeded by him that sits upon the highest throne.
From the heaven to the earth, angel and man abstain from work, just as it was from in the first. Why should I divert? Even love forsake vacation, traveling and spending time one-on-one, it's a way of strengthening their union. We should do the same thing with the Almighty One.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Yes, it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat. Yes, it is the only day.
Day shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Bemezmor David. በስመ አብ ወወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ አሐዱ አምላክ አሜን። ክብር ለቃሉ ክብር ለክርስቶስ ክብር ለኃይሉ ክብር ለሰላማዊ ኃይሉ ይላል ያ ራስተፋራይ አጃጃወያ ወል አጃጃወያ Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Send Bet Selam. Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. This is such a good thing, giving thanks and praises the Most High, Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the 10-string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah. The brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands. Work and deep thought give us purpose and a plan. Hey, aha, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. Yeah, inside your home. And still send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when God's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Come on, well, yeah. Send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. Song for the days of rest. Send Beit Selam.
to get caught in a dissonant mind. It's the behind Babylon come with a different design. And still it's all the same. Better relax, sit and recline. His majesty said unity and only Jah know. Well, enough of them are the sick and the blind. You consider divine. Any place with the elder mall, we call where I and I go. Sure. You find your bliss in a life. Your fears look different this time. You fight with sin and prayer. Balance with spiritual light. Rasta are Israelite. Where Babylon be like. Trying to cut the branch. Please let it grow. The roots of David, he could only be so. Got to take it easy. Please take it slow. Hey, send back salam. Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah. Inside your home, send back shalom. Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, well. Oh well. Come on, well, yeah. More and better the image. Negeri Yehuda Machaber, Line of Judah Society, LOJS. Yeah! The bar we highly stand. A judge away, away. A judge away, away, yeah. Come on, well. A judge away.
Send bet salam, send bet salam, send bet salam,
send bet salam.
Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, send bet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock. And there is no unrighteousness, 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 no unrighteousness.
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom. Here for the TJIF for the Shabbat Eve podcast. Psalm 92, raise ears, ear, give thanks and praise. Here is Rima. Yes, warrior, sister Rima here. What's give thanks every day.
Life is a treasure. Yeah. So hey, be And when I'm inside these four walls and trouble weighs me down harder, I choose to forget that life is perfect. Whoa. How could there be mistakes if I grow from the pain? Life is only that which I create.
Kabbalat Shabbat, the welcoming of the Sabbath, the Kabbalat Shabbat, right here. Here, Psalm 93, the Friday evening psalm, sealing up the Kabbalat Shabbat, right here, Psalm 93.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
Forever, forever, and ever. Shabbat shalom. Here, Desiree. Ja, Rastafari.
Oh,
around. Higher than,
why we people in the condition of poverty and slavery, this whole jacked up mentality. Blind eyes can't see, no, blind eyes don't see. We find it in a Genesis, make me try back and try to understand it. A man named Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, him did have 12 sons with enough children, 70 souls was all of them. Gone down in a Egypt, they multiply. Word of the Most High, food that never lie. After much time, remember them. Moses done this, so he deliver them. There was only one problem, the only one problem. Israel love them idolatry, them captivity, them poverty and idolatry. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? They're from the Israel. Ungrateful. When them walk out, them was unfaithful. Made a covenant, them never really keep it. Said the words, but them never really mean it. Mount Sinai was not a secret. 10 words, glory, we did see it. What's wrong with Israel? What's wrong with Israel? Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? The family needs to ask the Most High, cause we really want for honesty. Them coulda never touch the anointed. Them coulda never touch the one who the Most High appointed. How we fall from grace, we told you this. No attempt to turn back and win the race. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? They're from the need to ask the Most High, cause we really want to understand why.
We have today's daily song, we have song.
Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For
For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, and to smoke shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil, and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. The Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. 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 They trust in him.
Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Give ear right here. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed Zayin. Lamed Zayin. Here we have Psalm XXXVII, Psalm 37. Mizmor Lamed Zayin. Le Dawi of David. Ala titahar ba me ra'in ra'in ra'in. Fret not thyself because of evil doers. Ala titahar al titahar. Fret not thyself. Ala titahar titahar. Fret not thyself thyself thyself. Ba me ra'in ba me ra'in ba me ra'in. Fret not. Fret not thyself because of evil doers. Ala tik ane be ose avla. Be ose avla, be ose avla. Neither be thou envious against them that walk, that work unrighteousness. Ala tik ane. Neither be thou envious, alatikane, be ose aula, be ose avla, be ose aula, 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 aula. Against them that work unrighteousness, the problem of evil. In today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Mizmor Lamed Zayin. Hear, 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 Shema, give ear, O Yisrael. Here we have the first verse of today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, 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 after the order of Malachias Edek. Here we have today's daily psalm, and it concerns the problem, right? The problem of evil, concerning the problem of evil. The psalmist in I urges his and I audience not to envy the wicked, Bamiraim, because of the evildoers, Alati Tahara. But to trust in and to obey Yahuwah, obey Jehovah, for he will destroy, downstroy sinners, uckers, and preserve the godly, the Jah-like. Right? He will preserve the Jah-like, the God-like, the he who be who he be-like. When the smoke of judgment clears, the wicked, the ratchet will be gone, but the godly, the Jah-like, will remain and inherit Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God's promise, Baraka, promise, blessing, the Yea and the Amen. The psalm, the Mizmor, is an acrostic. In other words, according to the Hebrew and the Hebrew alphabet, it has an alphabetical association when looking at it viewed from the Hebrew. Every other verse begins with a successive letter of the Hebrew Aleph Beit. The Alpha Beit, the first house. So here, 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 this psalm is also said to be read in connection with Psalm LXXIII, the Psalm 73, and the book of Eov and the book of Job. It is concerned to perplexing, the perplexing thoughts. Thoughts. Perplexing thoughts. Are all thoughts or almost all thoughts evil? The perplexing thoughts aroused by the ascendancy of the righteous, the ascendancy of the wicked, and the seeming triumph of evil. The poet, Lidawid of Dawid, David, does not go deeply into the question. He and I and we should be satisfied, and he is satisfied to counsel trust in his own time, in his own Iowa. Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God. Jah punishes the wicked, the ratchet, and rewards the just, the righteous, Ha-Tzadik, the Tzadikim. In structure, this composition, Mizmor Lamed Zayin, is based upon, as we said, the alphabetical acrostic with the omission of Ayin, of the Hebrew letter Ayin, or Ayin. Each letter usually introduces two verses in today's daily psalm, Psalm 37. So here, 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 a midrash, a midrash, a midrash on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Lit Dawi, Alatik Tahar, Bam Mi'ra'im, Alatik Ane, the Ose Aula. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious. Alatik Ane, against the workers of iniquity, against the workers of antiquity. De Ose Avla. These words are to be considered in the light, the illumination of the verse. Make not, let not, don't allow thy heart to envy. Don't allow your heart, let not thy heart envy sinners, envy uckers. Here in Proverbs 23, verse 17. Of whom should you be envious? Only of those who have the respect, the reverence of Yahuwah, of Jehovah all the day. Do not envy the lamp of the wicked, of the ratchet. It is nothing. It is nothing. It is no thing. Nothing at all. It is no thing. Nothing at all. How much oil is in it? An eighth. At most a fourth of a log. But the lamp has no afterglow. When the oil is consumed, the lamp goes out at once. As it is said, the evil man will have no future. The lamp of the wicked, of the ratchet, shall be put out. In Proverbs, in the Mashal, in Proverbs 24, 20. Hence, David said, Alatik ane be'ose avla, neither be thou envious. Altik ane, be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Be ose avla, be ose avla, 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 the antiquity, iniquity, perverseness. Rather, on the other hand, be envious of that lamp that will never go out, whose light will never fail. What lamp is that? The one spoken of in the words. The commandment, the commandment is a lamp, and the law, HaTorah, God's direction, instruction, is light. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23. Therefore, in saying, be not the rival of sinners. Don't be the rival of uckers, of sinners. In Proverbs 23, 17, the A part of the verse. HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Isle One, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. He meant, be my rival, be I rival. If it were not for such rivalry, the world could not endure. For no man would take a woman, the Isha, to Isha as a Eshet, or Oset, nor build a bait, nor build a house. If Abraham had not sought to rival Elohim, he would not have become possessor of heaven and earth. When did Abraham seek to rival Elohim, the true good, the true God? When he asked Melchizedek, Melchizedek, quote, on account of what righteous act didst thou and thy kin come forth alive from the ark? And Melchizedek answered, because of the alms that we gave in the ark. In the Merkabah, Abraham asked, what occasion did you have for giving alms in the ark? Were there poor people there? Were not only Noah and his sons there? To whom did you give alms? Melchizedek replied, quote, we gave alms to the cattle, to the beasts, and to the birds. We did not sleep because all night we were setting food before this one and before that one. Thereupon Abraham reflected, had they not given alms to the cattle, to the beasts, and to the birds, Noah, Ubanayo, and his sons would not have come forth alive from the ark. It was only because they gave alms that they came forth from it alive. Therefore, if I give alms
to the sons of men, the sons of Adam, how much better, how much greater the deed. And once Abraham planted and Eshel in Be'er Sheva, in Be'er Sheva, that is, he gave food, drink, and escort to all the sons, the B'nai Adam, all the sons of men, all the sons of Adam. And so when Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 4 and 4 again, I consider all labor and all excelling in work, when it is merely man's rivalry with his neighbor, it is vanity and striving after wind. He meant, be not the rival of sinners, be not the rival of uckers, for they shall soon wither. For they shall soon wither like the grass and fade as the green herb. Ki ka chatir, ki ka chatir, mi heira yemalu, uka yereka deshe yebolun. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green ki ka chatir mehera yimal uka yareka desheya yibolun. Hakadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. He said to David, the wicked, the ratchet are nothing at all, are nothing, are no thing at all. Their hope is grass. Scripture says likewise in Psalm 92, verse 8, when the wicked, when the ratchet spring up as the grass. That is, the wicked, the ratchet flourish like grass. In Job also, it is said, the hope of the godless, the jawless man shall perish. He is green before the sun. In Job 18, verse 13b, and Job 8, verse 16. Green. For how long? As long as the summer sun does not come. When the summer sun comes, the grass withers and is cut down like thorns. And whither, where go the thorns? Into the fire. For it is said in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 33 and 12, as thorns cut down shall they be burnt in the fire. Hence, it is said, the workers of iniquity shall soon be cut down like the grass. But it says to trust in Yahuwah. Bitach by Yahuwah. Trust in Jehovah. Bitach. Bitach by Yahuwah. Trust in Jehovah. Wa is say tov and do good. Trust in Jehovah and do good. Wa is say tov. Hakadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, said to David, to Dawid, to David, when thou seest that I do good to the wicked, let not thy heart grieve, but go on doing good. That is, turn to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, as it said, return to Jehovah. Say to Him, forgive all iniquity, except that is good, that which is good. In Hosea 14 and 3, if I do good to the wicked, to the ratchet, who vex me, who vex I, and profit I not, and profit me not. If I do good to them, then for thee who trustest in me, then for thee I who trustest in I, who art diligent in the study of Torah, in the study of Jah law, Jah direction, Jah instruction, who thus doest justice and righteousness, as scripture bears witness, that we executed justice and righteousness to all among, to all His people. In 2 Samuel chapter 8 verse 15, for thee, how much more and more shall I do if thou continuest to trust in me to trust in I. Hence, it is said, trust in Jehovah and do good. Betach by Yahweh, what is said, oh, with whom may David, David be compared? With a laborer who worked all his days for Hamelech, for the king, for the Negus, even Negus and Negus. When Hamelech, the king, even the Negus, Negus and Negus, did not give him his hire, the laborer was troubled and said, am I to go forth with nothing in my hands? Then Hamelech, then the king, the Negus, even Negus and Negus, hired another laborer who worked for Hamelech, for the king, but one day. And Hamelech and the king, the Negus, laid meat before him, gave him drink, and paid him for his hire in full. The laborer who had worked all his days for Hamelech, for the king, for the Negus, even Negus and Negus, said, such reward for this one who did no more than work, but one day for Hamelech, for the king, the Negus, even Negus and Negus, for me, for I, who have been working for Hamelech, the king, the Negus, even Negus and Negus, all the days of my life, how much more and more my reward? The other laborer went away. And now the one who has been working all his days for Hamelech, for the king, for the Negus, even Negus and Negus, was glad in his heart. So David said in Psalm 4 and 8, thou, the eye, has put gladness in my heart from the time their corn and their wine increased. That is to say, when is there gladness in my heart? When I see what thou, the eye, has done for the wicked, what the eye has done for the ratchet, their corn, their con, and their wine increase. Natata shimcha ve'alivi, thou hast put gladness in my heart. Natata shimcha ve'alivi, me'aita de ganam Roshama Rabu, more than when they're con, my aita de ganam, and their wine increase with Roshama Rabu. Rav Eliezer said, from the prosperity of the wicked, the righteous in this world, you can tell the reward of Hatzadik, of the tzadikim, of the righteous, in the olam haba, in the world to come. If so much for the righteous, for the wicked, how much more and more for ha-tzadik, for the tzadikim, for the righteous. Hence, here it is written, thou, the eye, hast put gladness in my heart. Natata shimcha ve'alivi, from the time their corn and their wine increase. Me'aita digana with Hirosham Rabu. Hence also, oh, how abundant is thy goodness that thou hast laid up for them that reverence, for them that respect thee, I. Oh, how abundant is thy goodness. Ma rav tuvita, how abundant is thy goodness. Ma rabba tuvita, asherah afanita, li reeka. That thou hast laid up, that the eye has laid up for them that reverence, that respect thee, I. Ma rava tovika ashara afanta liya reeka. Psalm 31.
Always need more chizik, more chizik. The Gemara tells us that one of the things that always we need help in strengthening is our tefillah. So one may ask, how can I keep myself motivated for tefillah? How can I keep myself motivated to pray to God? I see things that I'm not getting answered. You know, it's very hard. Sometimes I'm just not feeling it. And first off, this comes from a person having to know how big tefillah really is and what's on the other side of it. You have to understand that a lot of times when we meet a lot of resistances in something that is so huge and something that's so big, and you have to understand that the other side knows the sitra achra, the satan, the devil, the whatever you want to call it, the other side of resistance already knows how important prayer actually is. So what do you think? That it's going to be one of the main places that a person is going to have to experience that battle, that fight. But what should strengthen the person is that they should already know, they should be able to judge it by how hard it is for them to do it, that they're able to know how big this thing really is. So that should be motivation for everybody. Rashi himself says that when it says in the Gemara and the second prophets, so that there are things that stand at the height of the world. He says, this is tefillah, this is prayer. Say that the height of what, but it's disrespected the most. People don't take it serious. They don't understand that on the other side of this, it's not a maybe. I'm telling you this, especially on the things that are ruchnis, things that are spiritual. It's not maybe. Hashem will save the person. It's going to be dependent on how much emunah you have and how much betachin you have, how much trust that you have and your prayers. That's what's going to depend on you being saved or not. So that should be the chizuk. I see that it's very, very hard for me to pray, for me to open up and to be able to say whatever. I can't feel Hashem. Hashem feels far from me. You should know that in that moment right now, you're facing the biggest resistance, because the biggest prize is on the other side of that. So we should all strengthen ourselves with the feeling of that Hashem.
Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarch, and who in love brings a redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet words of the assembly of the holy seraphim who twice repeat, "Holy unto you," as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, "The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord." You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return our Father to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires penitence. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of his people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for informers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offerings and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hand, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficences. You are the beneficent one, for your mercies never cease, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and health, all benevolent. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of life and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind. Let the angel of the Lord thrust them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name. Do it for the sake of your right hand. Do it for the sake of your Torah. Do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in his heavens, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say Amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our fathers, that the Beit Hamikdash be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. Amen. 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 Amen.
Shabbat shalom, send
Shabbat
shalom,
shalom, send Shabbat 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 shalom.
Thank you for whatever you have done. Thank you, my brethren, for all your contributions.
This discipleship radio broadcast has been made possible by donations from audience and listeners like you. Give thanks. Thank you very much, Miss Ghana.
Thank you. Whatever you have done. Thank you. Whatever you have done. Whatever you have done. Thank you, my brethren, for all your contributions.
Stay tuned for today's lesson on the true good news of His Imperial Majesty's Christ, the Messiah, Yahushua, as proclaimed and taught by our brother, Wendon Yadon, a.k.a. Ras Iadonis Tafari, of the Lion of Judah Society.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong. Mentioned, this sabbatical is known as Teruma. Teruma means offering. And beginning from Exodus chapter 25, which is the first, is an introduction. It's the beginning of the 19th Torah portion reading and feeding, where it says, "And the Lord and Jah spake to Moses, saying, Why dabir Yahweh al Moshe le'mor? And he spake to Moses, and Yahweh, he who be who he be, spake to Moshe, the head of the fraternal order of the Levites, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart. Ye shall take my offering, my offering, my offering." Now this is verse 2, Exodus 25, verse 2. Here's where we find the key word in the Hebrew known as teruma, 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 the gift, or more correctly, like the contribution or the offering. Now the key is when we study the Hebrew, and we even compare that with the studying of the Royal Amharic. It was very interesting in this sabbatical week coming up to this present time right now, that we was meditating, as we often do, on the key word and the surrounding idea. What is the thought? What is the thought that we find in Teruma, the 19th Torah portion reading and feeding? Well, of course, there is the summary from the previous, or the previous sabbatical. The previous Sabbath, or last week's Torah portion reading and feeding, was Mishpatim, Mishpatim, or the judgments. And that explained how the Israelites entered into the Habrit, into the covenant, the Al-Kidan, the word agreement with he who be who he be at Mount Sinai. Now, the terms of the Habrit, the terms of the covenant, the Kidan, the Al-Kidan, the word agreement, were written down in what is known as the Sefer HaBrit. The Sefer means the book, or the writing in the sense of the book. The Sefer sounds a lot like the cipher. So we have to cipher these first words as they are of the oracle. So the Sefer HaBrit is known as the book of the covenant. It contained a variety of laws, rules, regulations to specify or specifically govern the Hebraic and the Israelitish people in the promised land into which they were heading. Now, when the people agreed, when the people came to agreement to obey the terms of Habarit, of the covenant, the Al-Kidan, the word agreement, Moshe, he took sacrificial blood and he sprinkled it, he threw it on them saying these words, "Behold, look and see the blood of Habarit that Yahweh has made with you in accordance with all these words." Hebrews chapter 9, verse 18. Now, Moses, Mashu, then reascended. So even here we have Moses doing an aliyah, Moses going up, Moses ascending. Moses, then he reascended the mount, Mount Sinai, to receive, to Kabbalah, to receive the tablets, the filat of stone inscribed or hieroglyphically engraved with the Asaret HaDebarim, with the 10 words known as the 10 commandments, to learn and to learn additional Torah, to learn additional Orit from Egziavir, from the Sustainer. Now, that now gives us a context. Right? It's very important for us to get the context and to keep the context and to even check the context of the narrative, right? From Sabbath to Sabbath, from Torah portion to Torah portion, right? From reading and feeding, because there's very important food for thought, right? What is the food for thought here? Let that question be the question that I ask as I goes over the reading and feeding. Let's give a summary of this 19th sabbatical, right? Seeing that this is the Eve, right? I and I sabbatical Eve, right? As well as in some aggregations, some Hebrew and Judaic Jewish aggregations and gathering synagogues, the Greek word is synagogue, which means to gather in gatherings, they call it the Kabbalat Sabbath or Shabbat, the Kabbalat, the receiving. There's a service that some in some Jewish and Judaic communities that they keep, which is called the receiving of the Sabbath, or it's like a Sabbath Eve service, similar to what I and I also gather here on the ear and in the irid of the King of Kings Christ to do and to fulfill, right? To prepare, as it were, I and I hearts and I and I minds for this appointed time, because the Sabbath, we are commanded to remember, right? Remember means to think about, to call to mind, to remember the Shabbat, to remember his rest, and to keep it holy, to keep it kedush, to keep it set apart. So this is how we set apart this appointed time for I and I heart and I and I mind, for I and I thought and I and I feeling. So what is the key theme for this sabbatical reading, for this Torah portion reading and feeding, this Rastafari sabbatical study? Number 19, Teruma, Sitota, the offerings, the gifts, the offerings for the Mikdash. In the Hebrew, they say Mikdash. In the Royal Amharic, we say Mekdes. Mekdes is the sanctuary in the sense of the holy place. So, in this sabbatical reading, Ha Elohim, the true power, even I and I, Father and King, King of Kings, in the spirit of Christ, right, in Adonai, he asked for their help, for their assistance. We could even say for their co-labor, right? Quote, from every man whose heart moved him, right? From every man whose heart moved him. Now, in the King James KJV 1611, from that translation, that perspective, in the Christianity of the West or the Gentile Christianity and Protestantism, we're studying, you know, from low degrees to high degrees as I and I grow in grace and in the knowledge of Gietachin Jesus Christos, of Adonenu Yeshua HaMoshiach here. It says, of every man that giveth it willingly, right? That phrase, nadab, in the Hebrew means to impel, right? In the first sense, to be impelled, right? Like you are, you prompted, nadab, right? Nadab, the Hebrew, the H5068. The King James phrase says that giveth it willingly, nadav, that give, to give willingly, to be impelled, first sense, first entry. The second entry is to volunteer, even as a soldier, to volunteer, to present. The idea is to present spontaneously, present spontaneously. So here, the Hebrew nadav, right, is the word behind the KJV translation that giveth it willingly, of every man that giveth it willingly with, right, with his heart, right, with his lab, his lib, right, or lave, with his heart, right. Very widely, the heart refers to the feelings, the heart refers to the will, the heart here refers even to the intellect. Right, and the idea of heart is the center of anything, right? The center of anything. So this is very important. This is the key that really makes the word, even the letter, right, in the spirit and in the truth living, right? Of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart. See, that's the key right there. With his heart, it says, ye shall take my offering, you shall take my teruma, a present, right? Especially in the sense of a sacrifice or in the sense of a tribute. In some places in the KJV, the King James Version, this Hebrew word, the Masoretic Hebrew word teruma, is translated as gift in some places in KJV, some places as heave offering, right, or the shoulder, the heave offering, or the shoulder, as oblation, and as offered or offering in the sense of offering or to offer up, right, that which you offer up, right. So this is why the study of the sabbatical name, because the Sabbath even has a name according to the Berit HaShana, right, according to the Old Testament, or the covenant of the readings, because the Old Testament in Hebrew would be more properly called the Berit HaBerit Shana. The Shana means the revolution in the sense of revolution of time, keeping the appointed time. So there are readings for appointed times, right? We keep our appointed times, our appointment with Jah. So here in Exodus chapter 25, verses 1 to Exodus chapter 27, verse 19, is the groundation or the foundation for our study of this sabbatical portion known as Teruma, right? Teruma. So as we continue, we find that this is what Yahweh, what Jah, asked. He said, for every man whose heart moves him, right, that giveth it willingly with his heart to provide materials for making a portable, a movable, a mobile sanctuary. This is a mobile sanctuary. Many times we speak about the sanctuary, but ones kind of maybe forget or don't really focus on the fact that the sanctuary is mobile. Right, it's a mobile sanctuary. It's a portable sanctuary. Right, it's a tent. The tent is pitched. Right, and the tent is also taken up and moved forward. So it's a mobile. Right, this is the mobile Mishkan. Right, the Mishkan. The idea of the Mishkan. Mishkan is the Hebrew. Mishkan basically means tent. Well, Mishkan has the idea of Shakan. And so we get also the ideas of Shekinah, so forth and so on. But it comes from he who be, who he be dwelling, right? Prepare, offer, volunteer, right? Give of your substance for his place of dwelling, for his sanctuary, for his chapel, right? Selassie is the chapel, right? So the Mishkan, tabernacle, a tent-like structure that would symbolize, right, in a sense it's symbolic, there's a symbolic understanding, but it would be, the symbolism here is of He who be who he be, Eloheinu, I and I power, his presence or his face, his faces of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, because we are reading and studying this with the understanding and the understanding of the time when the Rebbeinat or the Rabbim, the rabbis, knew the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You see, because today's so-called popular Judaism, right, as it were, among those who call themselves Jews, right, and do lie, right, and blaspheme and call themselves Jews and are not, right, many, not all, but many deny the reality of the Hebrew or the Jewish, as they call the Jewish Trinity. And we had touched on that from the previous Torah portion. Hopefully we'll be able to get into that much more. But when we're speaking about God's presence, right, this is from a translation perspective. In the Hebrew, it speaks of his presences or his faces, right, of his faces, disclosing to us as Dekam as Amorit, as Talmudim, of the King of Kings and Christ, as disciples, disclosing to us the mystery of the kingdom, right, of the Shamayim, right, the Malkut Shamayim. Amen? Amen. So this would symbolize the Mishkan, the tabernacle, this tent would symbolize Elohim, Ha Elohim, Ha Shalush, Ha Kadosh, Elohim's presences amongst the Israelites, the presence of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, among the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel. So gold, silver, brass, red and purple yarns, fine linens, oils, spices, precious stones, wazetarefe, etc., etc., were all needed, were all necessary. Ha Elohim said to Moshe, said to Moses, let them make me a mikdash, let them make me a sanctuary, so that I may dwell, may shakan, right? I may dwell, I may tabernacle in their midst. Wondermoch, brothers, beloved, is this not the fulfillment of Revelation, that he might dwell amongst us, might tabernacle in our midst? All right, now there's the two truths. Now first we're going to look at the physical, so to speak, right? The physical or the peshat, the plain reading. But now as we go into the Berit Chadasha, we will have to see the second truth, the truth of the Father and Son in the Holy Spirit. Right? So for the Father, right, the Father here is saying that he might dwell in their midst. Exactly, he says to them, exactly as I shew you, as I show you, right? Exactly as Moshe, as Mashu is being shown. He was shown the pattern of the Mishkan and of all its furniture, so you shall make it. Now, that's quoting right there from a portion of this Torah portion, reading and feeding, right here in Exodus chapter 25. Right, we're just going to get to ground zero. Right, getting to ground zero of this sabbatical study, of this sabbatical strong, of this Torah portion, reading and feeding. Ha Elohim, then he showed Moshe the pattern according to which the Mishkan, the tabernacle, and its contents were to be made. Now, when we just reason on this as we read over this, and hopefully you've gotten a chance and an opportunity to read over this, you say, wow, there's a lot of attention to detail. Have you noticed that? A lot of attention to detail. It would almost seem as if he who be who he be is very focused on the, I know they call it, what, feng shui, you know, of the aesthetics, the detail, the attention. There's attention to detail. There's an emphasis on detail. Now, why is this? You know, is it in the idea of better Hebrew homes? Right? We can't say gardens because they're not supposed to be any garden next to the tabernacle, as it were. Right? But better homes, home decorating. Is it just a sense of that he who be who he be, our Father, has an extreme intense sense of harmony? Well, yes, amen. But we have to ask ourselves, why this attention to detail, right? You know, the tabernacle, right? The tabernacle, speaking comprehensively, is to be explained and to be fully, more fully revealed in the Brit Chadasha, in the New Testament or the Adis Kidan, as a type, as typical, right? As a type, right? In three ways. One, the tabernacle for us is of the church, right? Of the church as a habitation of HaElohim through the Spirit, through the Ruach, through the Spirit. Exodus 25 and 8, Ephesians 2, verses 19 to 22. The second of the three ways in which, comprehensively speaking, the Mishkan, the Deptera in the Ge'ez, it's the Deptera in the Amharic, we know it as the Din Kwan, speaking of that tent, is to be explained in the New Testament, the second way, of I and I as the Mitmanan, as the faithful, the one, the Mitmanan, the one who have Immanan, Aman, the one who has faith, or the Amanya, right, as the faithful, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. And hopefully we can bring this out even much more as we, after the Shabbat, hope to gather on the Ian and the Irit after the Shabbat to even, you know, unpack that. But hopefully in this appointed time, in one remembering the Shabbat, right, and keeping it set apart, would have time for themselves to study up on, you know, these areas of Scripture, you know, and meditate on the Word and in the Word, in spirit and in truth. Now, in the third way, that the Mishkan or the tabernacle, right, is to be explained in the New Testament, in the Adis, the Hadis Kidan, the Brit Chadasha, is as a figure, as a figure, as a parable, right, as a proverb, as even a mythos, right, a mythos, a parable, a figure of things. So the tabernacle is a figure of things, an example, a type of things in the heavens, in the Shemayim, in the Shemayim. Can someone say Mengista Samayat, the kingdom of heaven? So here we're seeing a structure, right, and the instruction for the construction, for the upbuilding. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 23 and verse 24. But now when we look at the detail that Abba Father gives us, right, the details that Avirtu, that Yahweh gives us, in detail all speaks, right, and bespeaks of HaMessiah, of HaMoshiach. All speaks of the anointed, all speaks of Christ, even Christ in his kingly character. One, the ark, the tabot, the ark, the Aaron, right? In its materials, let's look at the materials of the Aaron. Firstly and foremostly is that acacia wood. Right, and the acacia wood also bespeaks of his race and his humanity. You have to over that right there, the acacia wood, right? Compare this with Exodus chapter 26, verse 15, and also there's an additional note there as well, and the gold. So the wood, the acacia wood and the gold is a type of the humanity and the deity or divinity, both the humanity and the divinity of Christos, of Christosachin, the humanity and the divinity or the deity of Messiah. Secondarily, the second point in the detail, how all speaks of Christos, all speaks of the anointed, of HaMessiah, in its contents. So first we address the materials, now we're addressing the contents. What does it, min yizota, right? What's the content? Then contents, it's a type, a typology, an allegory, a kind of a parable of Christos, of Christ, as a having Elohim, ha Elohim's Torah in his heart, in his center, in his thought, in his feeling, right? Exodus 25 and 16. B, the wilderness food, Right? And this content, a type of Christ, the wilderness, the midbar. In the wilderness, the bar, right? The wilderness food or portion, right? The wilderness food is the wilderness portion. As for I and I, even in the wilderness of the world, flesh, and devil systems and ideologies, right? We are also in the wilderness, and this is our wilderness food. This is our wilderness parasha, our wilderness kufel, our wilderness portion, right? The wilderness food of his people, the wilderness food of Jah, Rastafari people. Exodus 15, 16 and 33, right? When we look and recall Exodus chapter 16, verse 33, that wilderness food, the wilderness portion of Jah people, of his people. See, in detail, all here speaks of Christos, especially even in this parasha, Teruma, right? This 19th Torah portion reading and feeding, and I, Rastafari, sabbatical study, and our sabbatical strong, as a type of Christ in content, it speaks of himself, of Rasu, Tinsayu. Rasu, the resurrection, himself, the resurrection, the rising up, the Tinsaye, right, of which Aaron's rod, the Beter of Aaron, is the symbol. So we have Aaron's rod being that symbol, Exodus 17 and 10. Now, thirdly, right, when we're speaking of the tabernacle, speaking comprehensively, looking at the explanation in the Hadis Kidan, the New Testament, the Berit Chadasha, as typical in three ways. The third of the three ways that the tabernacle, right, is explained in the New Testament is in its use. In its use. What is its use? Right? For what use? For what purpose? In its use, Tabot, right, the Ark. In its use, the ark, especially the mercy seat, was a type, right? A type, a parable, a metaphor, a type of Ha-Elohim's throne. It was a type. So the mercy seat is a type of Jah's throne, right? In the use of the ark. That it was to the sinning Israelite, right, to the Israelite who was conscious, right, that guilt did rest on that Israelite consciousness, to the sinning Israelite, it became a throne of grace, right, a throne of grace and not of mishpot, right, not of mishpotim, not of judgment, right. This was due to the mercy seat being formed of gold, because as we know, gold is a symbol of divinity in man, in manifestation. Gold is divinity in manifestation, according to the Hebrew typology, right? So now, due to the mercy seat formed of gold and sprinkled with the blood of atonement, right? The life of oneness, the blood of his atonement, which vindicated HaTorah, this vindicated Torato, right? This vindicated the law. This vindicated the law and the divine holiness, the Kedishana, the divine holiness was guarded. This divine holiness we see being guarded by the Kirubim, being guarded by the symbol and the type, the typology of the cherubim, right, of the cherubim. When we can look into the first season in the book of Bereshith or Genesis, right, to Genesis chapter 3, verse 24, the prophet Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 5, and also there's more notes. Now, this will lead us forward to our next very important first principle of the Word of God, and that's propitiation, right, as we go forward and compare this with Romans chapter 3, verse 25, and the note. Now, it's very important here in this 19th Torah portion reading and feeding known as Terumah, that we recognize this fact here, that all begins with the ark, according to what Jah is revealing here to Mashu and through Moses to I and I and we, right? All begins with the Tabot, all begins with the ark of his testimony, the ark of the covenant, which in the completed Mishkan, now so we have the ark, right, in the completed tabernacle, in the completed tent, was placed in the Holy of Holies. Right, was placed where? In the Holy of Holies, which is the portion of the church, which would be the chapel. Selassie is the chapel, because in Revelation, Jah begins Karasu, begins from himself. Exiavihar, the sustainer, Abba, the Father, he who be, begins from himself. He must begin from himself in Revelation. Right, he begins from himself working outward toward man. It's like beginning from the heart, beginning from the innermost of the innocence, right? And then, you know, charity at home, in the heart, in the center, right? As an approach, right? See, when we look in approach, right, the worshiper must begin from himself. But Jah, he begins in Revelation from himself, working outward toward, right, toward man. He begins from himself, Jah, he who he be, he begins from himself in Revelation, and he works outward toward man. Now, as an approach, this is us now, as in the makreb, right, in the makreb, in the approach, in the present, in the presentment, in presenting our sacrifice of praise, in our presentation or our approach to him, right, as in approach or makreb, karreb, karev, the worshiper begins from himself. So we have to begin from I and I self, moving toward Ha Elohim, Ha Shalush, Ha Kadosh, Ha Elohim, the triune God, in the Holy of Holies, in the chapel, right, in the sanctuary, in the innermost of the holy place, in grace and in truth. Now, this same order, what we're seeing here is an order. As we're studying this, we're studying order. Right? Order, will, wisdom, righteousness. So first comes order. Order in the courts, right, of the Lord, right? Order in the courts of Adonai. So the same order is followed in the Levitical offerings. In the Levitical order, offerings, we find the same order. And we can study this from, like, Leviticus, the first five chapters of Leviticus. We find the same order is followed in the Levitical offerings. In approach, man, humanity, the human being, man, right, and woman. But in approach, man begins at the brazen altar. We begin at the feet of the Moshiach, at that brass, brazen feet, right? We begin at the brazen altar. Now, what is the brazen altar? As we're reading in this 19th Rastafari sabbatical study and sabbatical strong and the food for thought, this wilderness food, this wilderness portion here brings out the brazen altar. So what is the brazen altar, right? The brazen altar is a type of the cross. It's a type of the tree of his cross, right? The tree of the cross. It's a type of the cross, the brazen altar, right? We're in the fire, right? That fire bun, in the fire of judgment. That's what the priest would say at the brazen altar, actually, right? In ancient times, fire bun, right? Fire bun, right? At the fire of judgment. May the fire of judgment bun that which has been offered and that which has been placed there, right? As a propitiation, as an atonement, as a covering, in that sense, for the conscience of the sinning Israelite, right, the sinning Hebrew. In approach, man begins, we begin at the brazen altar, right? It's a type of the cross, but even more specifically, it's a type of the feet, right, the feet of Christ. This is why in Revelation, right, and the two truths, you know, we look at Revelation chapter, what is that? That's Revelation chapter chapter 1, actually in chapter 1, and we speak of evidences in the scripture for the race and the grace of HaMoshiach. We go to Yohannes Rai. In Yohannes Rai, we find this, it was verse 15. It's in verse 15 where it says, "And his feet like to fine brass, brazen." The altar was made of brass, so it was brazen. Right? Egrochum be'iton yenetare yegale nas yemeslu nebar dimtum in the guzu wuchawoch dimt nebare. It says, "And his feet like to fine brass, as if they burnt in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters." Now here we get that there's two truths. When we talk about the two truths, right, the two truths is very important, the duality, right, the divinity and the dual, right, there's two truths, right, both in the so-called earthly, right, and in the heavenly. We could say like as the two witnesses. So we look at these two verses here in Revelation chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. It says, "Arasuna yarasu arasu indegna arasuna yarasu tagurim in the net yebegat agurin the beredom net neberu oinochum in the satan belbal neberu egrochum betona yenet arre yegale nasi meslu neber dimtum in the bezu hawoch dimta nebere." The translation says, "His head and his ears were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire." Verse 15. Yegale nas yemeslu neber, and his feet like to fine brass, as if they burnt in a furnace. Now some would tell you that, well, this is all symbolical. It has nothing to do with race. That's like ones who would tell you that, well, it's all symbolical, right? And that symbols, right, that which is parabolical do not have their living manifestations. Right, so they try to make it's divide. It's a diabolical divide and conquer. But when you look at the two truths, it is both speaking of his humanity and his divinity. Over that, his humanity and his divinity. So it's describing, right, Hashalush HaKadosh. It's describing the triune God. It's describing the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. It's describing, right, Yahweh Ahad, Ahadu Amlak. It's describing both his humanity and his divinity. So when one will tell you, well, the feet being brass, and yes, it does seem like, but it's not talking about his Ethiopian, his so-called, racially speaking, his black humanity, right? It's not speaking about his Ethiopian complexion. No, it's just speaking about the tabernacle. No. See, they are saying that, well, it is speaking of his divinity, but let's forget about his humanity, right? And remember, we just went over this right here concerning his humanity and his divinity. It was in the details of Terumah, the details of the offering for the sanctuary and the instructions for the construction in content. Right, in content, let's go right here. It was in the first point concerning the tabernacle, comprehensive, the explanation in the New Testament. Remember the three ways. First is as the church, as the habitation, right? The habitation, the dwelling place, the place that Elohim shakans, he dwells and indwells through his spirit, through the spirit. It also speaks of the mitmanan, right? Amanya. Right, I and I who amen in the King of Kings and his Christ in spirit and in truth. And as a figure of things in the heaven, speaking of the tabernacle. But when we now that's when we look at the New Testament to be the explanation, the explication, right, of that second truth. Right. So in other words, what we see here it's a parable concerning his divinity. But then in the New Testament, we see that revealed, his divinity revealed in his humanity, right? It's almost like the two hands, right? The two hands, right? Even that sign and that seal of his majesty. Now, when we are looking at the ark, we're looking at the detail of the tabernacle, and we are looking at the ark, we see it speaking of Christ. The living word is speaking of Christ with the ark in its materials, right? In its materials, namely the acacia wood and the gold, is a type of the humanity and the deity or divinity of Christ. We already know that gold, work. We say work in the Ethiopic and Amharic, work. When we say gold, right? Gold is a symbol, right? It's a symbol. It's a metaphoric or metaphysical Hebraic overstanding is of divinity in manifestation. Gold in the tabernacle and in the furnishings symbolizes his divinity in manifestation. Right, in man, right, his divinity in man. So there was two elements that the ark, since the ark, right, in the details of the ark, it is speaking of HaMessiah, is speaking of the Moshiach. It is speaking of our black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We see it in the wood, right, the acacia wood, right, and the gold. And this is a type or a mythos, a parable or a proverb of the humanity and the divinity of Christos, of the Tuahedos. The Tuahedos being explained Hebraically right here. The Tuahedo, right? The faith that was once delivered to the Kedushan, once, right? In all time, right? Where the true faith was witnessed, we all have the same essential primary evidence and witness of his humanity and his divinity. So we see the acacia wood clearly is speaking of his humanity, right? Crucifying the wood of the tree, right? And that wood now is overlaid. Notice that wood is overlaid with gold, with divinity, that wood. So the wood speaks of his humanity, right? The inchet speaks of his humanity, and the work, the gold, speaks of his divinity, right? His divinity, his unity, right? His oneness in divinity, his trinity in person, speaks of the faith, the true Tuahedo faith, when the rabbis, the Rebbe, right? When the Rebbeinai believe and are maimed in the Ab, the Bain, and the Ruach HaKodesh. A little bit more, my brothers and sisters. So this is just a kind of a first word, right? We had mentioned when we went through the Terumah Sabbath Aliyot, we touched on the showbread. Even the showbread is a type or a metaphor or a parable, right, of Christ as the bread of HaElohim, as the nourisher of the Christ man or woman, the anointed man or woman, the true Christian's life as a mitmanan kahin, as a faithful priest or as a believer priest. We have even, you know, the testimony of Gietachin, of Adonenu, of I and I Lord, I and I Black Lord, has more in mind the manna, when he speaks about that manna, that food that came down, but all of the type, the parabolical, the parabolical parables and metaphors, the meanings of the meanings of the bread are all gathered. We find them all gathered in his words, in the words of HaMessiah Yeshua, of the Bein HaElohim, in the Berit Chadasha, in the Hadis Kidan, in the New Testament. The manna, remember the manna. The manna is that life-giving, Messiah, that life-giving Christos, the shoe bread, the show bread, the sustaining, the life-sustaining Christ. The show bread as a type is Christ as the corn of wheat. John's Gospel 12:24, ground in that mill of suffering. John's Gospel 12:27, and brought into the fire. Once again, this connection of the fire of judgment, the fire of Mishpat. Remember the previous sabbatical, number 18, before this one, number 19, Mishpatim, the judgment. So he's brought into the fire of judgment, John 12, verses 31 to 33. Now we, as priests, right, we as priests, by faith we feed upon him as having undergone that in our stead and for our sakes. It is a meditation on Messiah, a meditation on Christ, even Christ in his kingly character. As we find in Hebrews chapter 12, the epistle to the Hebrews chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. And then also the menorah, the lampstand, falsely called the candlesticks, right? But the lampstand, right, the golden lampstand, the menorah is a type of HaMessiah, a type of Christ, our light. He is Berhanachin, Ionai, light shining in the fullness of the power of the sevenfold spirit. The sevenfold spirit. Very interesting. We're looking at this now, and we were just speaking about Elohim and the seven eyes and the seven spirits, and you see how even when you study one area of Scripture, if you study one area of Scripture, like we're just going over some of the basics right here in the beginning of the Sabbath, and this Eve, thanking Jah, Rastafari, that is Friday, and for this podcast on the ear and in the irid for Friday, February 12th, 2016, and the beginning of the Sabbath, the Kabbalat Shabbat for Teruma for the offerings, right, for the offerings. So he says to them, where yikholi teruma, that you shall take, right, you shall take my offering, the verb where yikholi, the al imperfect or the jusif with the vav, the wow, where some say the yikho. We will say where or where yikho, right? Which here, after the imperative of speak, right? Speak, this verb here, where yikho, it indicates the purpose or the result. Speak, that they may take. Speak, where yikho, that they may take. Right? And this constitutes the force of a command. And we're looking at the positive and also the negative commands. This constitutes, right, the command. Speak to them. Speak that they may take. Speak that they may take an offering, right, of every man that giveth it willingly, right, that giveth it willingly, or nadab, right, nadab, whose heart is moved, who presents even spontaneously, who seeks to volunteer as a soldier, whose heart, whose feeling, whose thought is moved. The offering, the teruma is the offering. Or some say it can be better understood as a contribution, right? As a contribution, since it was a free will offering. It wasn't like they had to, but this is a free will. This teruma can even be considered a contribution in the sense of a free will offering, right? For the construction of the tabernacle, so that he who be who he be may dwell in Ionai midst. Right, in Ionai midst. Now remember the two truths. There is an application for the individual in making that contribution, right? Making in the sense that sacrifice, giving, right, for the communal, right, that communal tabernacle, that giving of the word, that giving of the light, that as we even gather together in irid, in spirit, here, the contribution for the work that goes on can also, one whose heart, right, that giveth it willingly with his heart. So the teruma, better understood as a contribution, because it was a free will offering. Now, some have a question about the etymology of the word. We don't even have the time to get into etymology. Suffice one step at a time. Right? The traditional meaning of teruma, the offering, was a heave, right, offering. And it derives this idea. If you say, well, why is it a heave offering? Well, it's called a heave offering because it derives from the idea of elevation. That's why the connection with shoulder, right, with the shoulder, right, the elevation, right, the shoulder, as I want to say, shoulder. I don't want to call it a burden here because that's a whole other sense, right? But a root meaning to be high, right, lying beneath the word. So we have this idea of to be high, to lift up, right, to lift up, to contribute, right, to contribute, right, to contribute. Some say that the heave offering idea, it relates to the root of the Hebrew hifil form of that word, or harim, harim, right, harim, to lift or to take off. Right, some suggest that the noun means what is taken off from a larger mass and so designated for sacred purposes. So the teruma is what's taken from a larger mass, and it is ivoted, right? What they are giving here is to be used for his sanctuary, for his holy place, for that holy place in grace. There's one other word right here that we just want to touch on just quickly here, and this is yidabenu, right? Yidabenu, right? The verb yidabenu, right, is related to the word for free will offering, nidaba, right? The nidaba. Remember, we said nadab. The nadab, those who offer it willingly, right, with a heart that is moved, a heart that is impelled, a feeling or a thought that is volunteered, right, or is moved, right? The verb is used of volunteering. Elsewhere, we have this verb being used for volunteering. When it's talking about the willing, willingly, right, nadab, right, this word is used for volunteer, right, volunteering for military campaigns. In Judges chapter 5, verses 2 and 9, when you compare the Hebrew, you find the same root word that's used for when it says to take, right, to take of one who had that give willingly with his heart, that give willingly with one's heart volunteering, one heart being impelled, right? So this word, a good understanding, meditations, that idea of the willingness, the impelling of the heart is in the sense of volunteering, being moved, because we have yidabenu, right, or yidabenu, and nidaba, right, a free will offering, because we have it elsewhere, a free will offering, or a heartical. We can translate that, actually, it would be a heartical, right, or one whose heart is moved, one whose heart is willing in the sense of volunteering for military campaigns in Judges 5, 2, and 9, and the willing offering for both the first and second temples also uses this very same word of a willing heart, right, or one whose heart is moved in First Chronicles 29, verses 5, 6, 9, 14, and 17, for those of us who, you know, like iritical geeks, to so to speak, you know, on these levels of getting into some of those nuances, because it's like sewing together a garment, right, as we could start to see the pattern, you know, and the beauty of the pattern and the skill, right, the skill of the blameless creator and the designer and the author and the finisher of I faith in the King of Kings through Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, we're going to pause, right, coming to a point of pause for the cause. Of course, as we know, there is more. You know, there's so much more, but, you know, suffice it to say, let's take a Selah moment and just meditate a little bit more on this word sound right here that begins off this 19th Torah portion, reading and feeding. And Yahweh, truth and life, spake to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, that they bring me, that they bring I, an offering of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart, ye shall take my offering. That they bring me an teruma, a contribution, a free will offering of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart, ye shall take my teruma, you shall take my free will offering. Aho, amen. Shalom. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom. Thank Jah, Rastafari. It's Friday. Yay, 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 yay.
Whatever you have done, thank you. Whatever you have done, thank you. Whatever you have done.
Hey, Shabbat shalom.
Yes, 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 yes. Shabbat shalom. Send a salam. Here, here, here. Hopefully ones and ones got to hear about this in the Florida area. Greetings, Rastafari and Ethiopian family and friends of Ake, Becca, Ras, Seymour, Liberd, and the Haile Selassie Learning and Community Center will be hosting an album release party for our great late brother, Honorable Vaughn Benjamin, a.k.a. Ake Becca, also known as Midnight, in Miami, Florida, February 17th at the Haile Selassie Learning and Community Center. Currently and still ongoing, you know, raising funds to make this I-Liberation great, an event to remember. We would appreciate any donation support from those in the community, in the area, and the family that can send to help this be a memorable event. We also give thanks in advance for the donation support of this event. We say guidance and protection. We bless you in the name of His Imperial Majesty, Xiaobi Karamawi Haile Selassie. And I say, yeah, sure, Rastafari. And right here, 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 like to share this as we come to a full of four interesting teruma contributions, donation. Remember from the scripture, it says, who will go for us? For I and I, here, here, Ake Becca.
Hopning and Pinny after two of them Eli the high priest sons, wreaking havoc in the temple, causing spiritual ruin. The whole congregation, it wanted to be done. The wrath of the Lord slayed the two hand on. When Eli hear it, Eli them father fall down. The shock to his heart, it was not a random. In spirit and in truth, Samuel the surrogate son, one which was obedient to the ancient wisdom. Samuel hear the voice of the Lord, hear the voice of the Lord when Eli shut down. Bring the isle to David, send the anointing cherub. Who will go for up? Here am I, send me. Who will go for up? Here am I, send me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Still small voice, Samuel hear him not sleep. High priest mediating in a wall of deep. How him hunger Agag be a man like his chief. To obey is better than sacrifice, regret it in a grave. Seeking familiar spirit, prognostication speak. Decibels of resonance, I tell you, don't do it. Conscience internal, pluck your heart, string beat. Conscience internal, pluck your heart, string beat. Who will go for a job? Here am I, he send me. Who will go for a job? Here am I, he send me. Who will go for a job? Here am I, he send me. Who will go for a job? Here am I, he send me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. At all lion look for murder Joash, her own grandson. Daughter of Jezebel fit on the kingdom, queendom. Jehoiah the Zedek, hide the royal infant. Same thing happened to Jezebel, but she died of Godom. All over the rulership of the Hebrew nation. When them go climb, them cut out all the wrong. When them done climb, them cut out all the ladder wrong. Make sure you stay up on the lowest ground. Bring the hail to David, sending a 19th cherub. Send one obedient to the ancient wisdom. Samuel hear of the voice of the Lord, Eli shut tongue. Bring down the aisle to David, send the 19 cherub. Bring down the aisle to David, send the 19 cherub. Who will go for us? Jehovah might send me. Who will go for us? Jehovah might send me. Who will go for us? Jehovah might send me. Send me. Who will go for us?
Shabbat shalom, semba salam. Not the king thing. Yes, sir.
Demon Isis answered the call from the character King Sigati.
Yeah, praise the Lord, it's the king thing. The melody of sound, it is a sing thing. Them a destroy all the feelings over bling thing. Them a mash up all the friendship in a ink thing. Have a basket up to a bag of bling thing. When it's the king thing, so when sing thing. And the anarchs are far right when ting ting. And the idleness and the chillati when ting ting. Enter the court with praise, the gates with thanksgiving. When ting ting, tune rinsing, tune rinsing.
When the movie industry now is binging, when the music industry now is winching, like how the judgment of conscience is the engine. Rasta sinking, Rasta man a winching. Right mind win. Yeah, them from the illusion of the earth, they're over-thinking. Over its potential and greeting to thinking. Industrial systematic, I do heaven is thinking. So mama earth beating. When thinking, praising king. As the fusion is the good, the corners in the squaring. From the taxes and the seating, it's a big thing. Well, the special noise to draw when it's a king thing. When it is lifting, when thinking. Now run for the stress, we might overreach. Keep open, waiting on your day dream. When thinking, so when thinking. I give to keep fire and Allah. I give all praise to Ababa. I light a fire, but spark a fire. I rock a fire and Allah. In the middle of the peace, all who love Jah. In it all over, we have to remember that we no pay a bit. When things are sing down, no fee give down, not to the maker and giver. Allah. I rock the earth into a bling bling. When the resources and stretch out to thin. The absence of time don't have nothing. When ting ting, that's why when ting ting. Why ting ting, when ting ting. The earth is the Lord, it's the king ting. The melody of sound, it is a ting ting. The magistrate of the food is over ting ting. The mama of all the friendship in a ting ting. Of all the masses hang up to a yoga a bling ting. When it's the king ting, when ting ting. When ting ting. Man say, and I rest up all my venting thing. Man say, I didn't have to sit up here venting thing. Man say, the coach is crazy, give me thanksgiving. Venting thing, when you're renting. Venting thing, when all the movie industry now is changing. When the music industry now is switching. Like all the children, so I'm just changing. That's a
Shabbat shalom, Semet salam, Hashem Yeshua, King Ting.